I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's unemployment remains at record lows. State Department of Labor and Employment senior economist Ryan Gedney says April's rate was just 2.3%. That's well below the national average of 4.4%.
That's a decrease of 0.3 percentage point from March. This once again sets the record for the lowest unemployment rate for Colorado since the series began in 1976.
In addition, Gedney says Colorado had the lowest unemployment rate in the nation for the second straight month. Overall, unemployment improved or held steady in most states last month. Only Indiana reported a significant decline in jobs. Governor John Hickenlooper says he will not call lawmakers back for a special legislative session to address the state's multi-billion dollar backlog of infrastructure projects. The governor announced his decision Friday, about a week and a half after lawmakers concluded their annual session with modest advancements on road funding, energy, and health care. Hickenlooper has called this most recent legislative session productive, but he wanted lawmakers to come up with more money for roads, which was a centerpiece topic of the term. Colorado has an estimated $9 billion backlog of infrastructure projects, but lawmakers couldn't agree on a plan to pay for upgrades with an ask for an increased sales taxes. The resulting transportation deal allocated $1.8 billion. That's an amount that includes mortgaging state buildings. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.